Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Kiddushin? Perik Beis, Mishnah, Yud. Ha Mekadesh b'Trumah. This person was Mekadesh and Isha with Trumah. That could be either Trumah Gedayla, that's supposed to go to the Kayan, or Trumah Smeiser. The Levi gets his Meiser, he has to separate Trumah from that Meiser and give it to the Kayan. But Trumah belongs to the Kayan. And therefore, if the Kayan is Mekadesh and Isha with it, she is Mekadeshes. Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Uba Meisres. This is Meiser Rishon that's given to a Levi, or Meiser Ani that's given to a poor person. Ubimatanis, or he uses gifts. Gifts? The gifts we're referring to is the Zraya L'chayim V'keva. Whenever a cow, a sheep, or a goat is shechted, not a carbon, just regular shechted, its right front leg, its cheeks, and one of its stomachs are given to the Kayan. And they belong to the Kayan. It's property of the Kayan. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, the last two items on the list, Ubi Mechatas, Ubi Efer Chatas. Mechatas is the spring water that we're going to use to mix with the ashes of the Paraduma. The Efer Chatas are the ashes of the Paraduma itself. For a person or a Keli who became Tamei Mes to become Tahar, you have to spray on him Mayim Chayim, that's water from a well that comes from the ground. And you have to mix in the ashes of the Paraduma. The water that was filled for this purpose is called Mechatas, and the ashes themselves are called Eferchatas. Really, the ashes of the Paraduma are Hegdish. If it's Hegdish, how can you be Mekadesh and Isha with it? Zakta Batanura, it still becomes the woman's property. And it was also his property before he gave it to her. Wait a second. If it belongs to Hegdash, how could it be his property or her property? And the answer is, she can bring the ashes, or for that matter, the water, to a person waiting to become Tahar, and she can say, excuse me, I need to get paid. I brought it to you. She's allowed to charge him for that. Memela, the man who's being Mekadesh the Isha, is giving her something which has value. It itself she can't use for her own Hana, but she's allowed to charge for bringing it to the person who needs it, the Tamadika person. And that's what he's being Mekadesh her with. Now here comes an extremely important end to the Mishnah. It's easy to miss. The Mishnah finishes off by saying, V'afilu Yisroel. In other words, don't think it's only the Kayen who can be Mekadesh Nisha with Truma, or the Levi with Meiser. No. Or the Kayen with the Matanais. It can even be a Yisroel. Suppose I am a Yisrael and my grandfather is a Kayan. Wait a second. If my grandfather is a Kayan, doesn't that mean I'm automatically a Kayan? Not necessarily. If this grandfather is my mother's father, and my mother did not get married to a Kayan, my grandfather is a Kayan and I am not. Now, it could be that I yarshin my grandfather. Could be he had Truma. He passed away. And I am the relative that yarshins it. I now have Truma. I can sell that Truma to Kayhanim. If I'm a Kaddish and Isha with it, she's Mekadeshes. Not only that, says the Batanura, I'll tell you a bigger Chiddush. Let's say what I yarshin from my grandfather is not Truma, rather Tevel. Tevel means produce that no Trumas Himaxes were taken from it yet. But at this point, you have to separate Trumas Himaxes. It's up to the point in its processing that you have to separate Trumas Himaxes. The din is, being that my grandfather was ready to separate Trumas Himaxes, and then he passed away, and now I yarshined it. If he would have separated Truma, the Truma would be his. Now, when I separate Truma, the Truma is also mine. I can take it and sell it to Kayhan. Normally, if I separate Truma, I can't sell it to Kayhan. I have to give it to the Kayhan. Here, I can sell it. And the same situation would be true, both for the Maisris, as well as the presents that are supposed to be given to a Kayhan. Okay, let's chazor over our Mishnah. Someone's Mekadesh and Isha with the following, Truma that's supposed to go to a Kayan, Maisrais, that's supposed to go to the Levi, or maybe it's Maiser Ani, it's supposed to go to the Ani. On the first and second year after Shemitah, it's Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni, but on the third year, it's Maiser Rishon, Maiser Ani. Fourth and fifth year, it's Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni. Sixth year, it's Maiser Rishon, Maiser Ani. Or with Matanis, or with the water that was filled for the chatas. ready to be mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, or with the ashes of the chattis. In all these cases, I own it, and therefore if I'm a kaddish and isha with it, she is mekudeshes. They actually don't own the efer chattis, but I'm allowed to charge someone for bringing it. Same is true for the water, and that's the reason that it has value. Mishnah finished off by saying, this is even for the Yisrael. How could Yisrael have truma? Let's say a kayan passed away without any sons. So his property goes to who? If he doesn't have any sons, it goes to his daughter. And if his daughter's son yarshins it, so the Yisrael, the grandchild, yarshins the grandfather, who's a kayan.